On a day where total deaths in Oklahoma from the coronavirus surpassed the Oklahoma City bombing total, Governor Kevin Stitt announced plans to reopen the state. From the Oklahoman, I'm Dave Morris. It's Wednesday, April 22nd, 2020. The State Health Department reports 2,894 confirmed cases of coronavirus in Oklahoma, with 170 deaths. As a point of reference, that number now surpasses the total of 168 deaths from the Oklahoma City bombing. More on that later from our Barry Trammell. First, here's Governor Kevin Stitt.
The 15 executive orders that I signed, starting back on March 15th, were designed to protect our hospital capacity, flatten the curve, and secure more PPE. Oklahomans, you have done a fantastic job. We have flattened our curve, and we've developed a plan to increase the hospital surge capacity, and we have made tremendous progress on PPE.
Following guidelines from the White House, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt outlined a vision Wednesday for reopening some shuttered businesses starting Friday. Many other businesses previously deemed non-essential will be allowed to reopen on May 1st, so long as they adhere to social distancing and sanitation recommendations. The three-step approach to reopening businesses statewide aims to have Oklahoma back to business as usual by mid-June.
Starting on Friday, personal care businesses can reopen for appointments only if they adhere to strict sanitation protocols and are in communities that do not have more restrictions in place. This includes hair salons, barbershops, spas, nail salons, and pet groomers.
They will be allowed to be open by appointment only starting Friday. Our Carmen Foreman is on this one.
He said that essentially personal care businesses, if you want to get your hair cut, your dog groomed, or, you know, go to your favorite barber, those types of businesses can start opening on Friday, so long as they follow social distancing guidelines within their salons or stores, and so long as they follow specific sanitation procedures given out by the state.
As of May 1st, more businesses will be able to open statewide. Restaurant dining rooms, movie theaters, gyms, and churches will be able to reopen at that date. Again, our Carmen Foreman.
Starting May 1, the three-phased approach would begin, according to Stitt. And so that would start with more businesses that were previously deemed non-essential. They'd be allowed to open. Those are movie theaters, churches, sporting event venues, the dine-in part of the restaurant, where you can go and sit in a restaurant. All of those would be allowed to open. Again, they'd have to follow social distancing guidelines. They'd have to have, you know, cleanliness standards, all of that sort of thing. Anyways, more to come in the coming days. The news never stops.
Indeed, Carmen, it never stops. The governor used three illustrations to explain his reasoning during this afternoon's press conference. Our Chris Castillo looks into the data.
In announcing his plan to reopen Oklahoma businesses in phases, Governor Stitt provided the media some charts on Wednesday, tracking various COVID-19-related data to support his proposal to reopen. One chart showed that confirmed cases hit a peak a couple of weeks ago and have trended down since. And that chart shows that in the last few days, the case level has basically hit a plateau, and cases have not gone down. Now, the White House guidelines that were issued last week for reopening the economy suggest that case numbers have a downward trend for 14 days before a state even contemplates reopening. And if the cases themselves are not trending downward for 14 days, because that can be a function of testing itself, you could have a lot higher number of confirmed cases because you tested a lot more people. They also suggest, well, then use a percentage of the cases that come back positive and see if that is trending down for 14 days. Bottom line is the governor's not really looking at that in terms of reopening the economy because he doesn't have that data right now. So he is announcing this phase in reopening based mainly on hospitalization statistics. And those have trended down and again have kind of plateaued. They're not going down much anymore. In fact, they spiked up a little bit on Monday. But they are key in one critical aspect. Hospitalizations require what's called personal protective equipment, PPE, the so-called PPE, the masks, the ventilators and everything. They require beds. They, you know, they obviously require lots of doctors and nurses to handle the cases. So what he feels like is as long as we have a manageable amount of hospitalizations, then we can move forward. That really was the bottom line of what he said today, was that hospitalizations were the metric that he was focusing primarily on. And what he said was that and it's true in terms of the data coming out of the state health department, the state hit a peak of those at about 550 at the end of March and was down to about 300 on Tuesday night.
So to recap, May 1st, STIT plans to ease restrictions on restaurants, movie theaters, and some sporting venues, but bars must remain closed. Phase 2 would occur 14 days later and would lessen restrictions on non-essential travel, organized sports, bars, children's areas, and places of worship. Phase 3 would take place 14 days after Phase 2. Details to come. STIT said a spike in COVID-19 cases at any point could alter the planned timeline. As you might imagine, local businesses had some thoughts. Here's the Oklahoman's business editor, David Dishman, with more.
Oklahoma business owners had mixed reactions to Kevin Stitt's announcement for a three-phase plan to reopen business in Oklahoma. Danny Bean, barber at Cassidy Style Shop, did not agree and will not be going back to work, he says. I won't be back then, May 1st. I'm 67 with a stent and on blood pressure meds. I wouldn't feel safe. Look how they gear up to swab a throat. I'll listen to doctors, nurses, and scientists, not politicians, evangelical preachers, and CEOs. Continental Resources voiced support for the governor's plan through Executive Vice President Kristen Thomas. We support the governor's strategy while being mindful of the need to continue CDC recommendations related to social distancing and best practices. Ford Price, managing partner for Price Edwards & Company Commercial Realty, also agreed with the governor. There are always trade-offs in life, Price said. No one is ever safe all the time. We cannot continue with this shutdown. It is time to get back to business and avoid the cure being worse than the disease.
Oklahoma City Mayor David Holt had this to say. As was announced 3 weeks ago, and in the interest of public health, our city's shelter-in-place proclamation lasts through April 30th, as does the closure of personal care services. On the advice of our local public health experts, it is our intent to follow the spirit of the White House criteria for potentially entering a new phase after April 30th. Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum said he would share thoughts on a path forward in a press briefing Friday. Bynum said the Tulsa Safer at Home order remains in effect within city limits through April 30th. As I mentioned off the top of the show, the coronavirus death count stands at 170, two more than the 168 killed in the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing. My colleague Barry Trammell has a column online now at oklahoman.com and on Thursday's cover of The Oklahoman. Says Barry, strange these times, the bombing toll seemed unspeakably high, 168 people killed on one April day. The virus toll seems blessedly low, now 170 killed over the 2 months the bastard has been spreading. Less than 2 weeks ago, state health department models projected 469 Oklahoma deaths by May 1st. Looks like we'll fall well short of that. And Barry went on to say, we're more divided now. Some have a restlessness and anxiety, anger even, a belief that Oklahoma's response to the coronavirus is failing, not succeeding, even though it took weeks and weeks and weeks for the death toll to reach 168. All right, that's enough for today, but coming up tomorrow, another good read, how the coronavirus is impacting pawn shops in the metro, and it might surprise you. You can find more content in the meantime online at oklahoman.com and subscribe to our digital products at oklahoman.com/subscribe. For my colleagues at The Oklahoman, I'm Dave Morris. Stay safe, wash your hands, and have a great night, everyone.